بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الكريم، اما بعد. عن ابي الدرداء رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صلى الضحى ركعتين لم يكتب من الغافلين. حضرت ابو الدرداء رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said: whoever performs two rakats of salat al-duha, the mid-morning salah, he will not be written among the unmindful, those that forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not engage in the remembrance of Allah. وَمَنْ صَلَّى أَرْبَعًا كُتِبَ مِنَ الْعَابِدِينَ. That person that performs four rakats of Salatul Duha, then Allah Ta'ala will write him amongst the Abideen, those that are the fervent worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ صَلَّى سِتًا كُفِيَ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ. One who performs six rakats, then he will be sufficed for that day. All his affairs and works will be taken care of. وَمَنْ صَلَّى ثَمَانِيًا. That person that performs eight rakats, كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْقَانِتِينَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write him from amongst the special, humble, obedient servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are totally absorbed in the remembrance and in the worship of Allah. وَمَنْ صَلَّى ثِنْتَيْ عَشْرَةَ رَكَةً. That person that goes up to 12 rakats of salatul duha, بَنَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Allah will build for him a palace in Jannah. وَمَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ وَلَا لَيْلَةٍ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ مَنُّ يَمُنُّ بِهِ عَلَىٰ. And there is no day that passes except Allah Ta'ala's special favor and kindness is upon His servants. يَمُنُّ بِهِ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ وَصَدَقَةٌ. And also charity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is upon His servants. Allah Ta'ala gives and Allah Ta'ala doesn't ask for much in return. So many favors of Allah Ta'ala, a person can't repay Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How beautifully Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam said when Allah Ta'ala said to Dawood alayhi salam, I'malu ala Dawood shukra, that now you should practically do my shukr. Then he said, oh my Rabb, kayfa ashkuruk, how can I be grateful to you? Wa shukru ni'matun mink, because shukr itself is a ni'mat from you. I can't really be grateful. That's why we say, oh Allah, we can't praise you enough, we can't thank you enough. So many beautiful words of praise. Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta 'alayya. Give me the ability to be grateful, O Allah, for the favors that you have bestowed upon me. And waj'alna shakirina li ni'matik. O Allah, make us those that are grateful for your bounties. So these are few words that we can offer in gratitude to Allah Ta'ala. We mentioned also some time ago the gratitude of the morning and evening. Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqik fa minka wahdaka la sharika lak falakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. Wa ma manna Allahu ala ahadin min ibadihi afdala min ayyulhimahu dhikrahu. And the best of favors that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala can bestow upon a person is that Allah Ta'ala inspires him to remember Allah. Allah inspires him to take the name of Allah, the time of Adhan, to respond to the Adhan, and to take Allah's name, to open the Quran Sharif, to recite the Quran, to read the appropriate du'as at the appropriate times. It is a sign that Allah is thinking of us. That is why Allah Ta'ala is making us think of Him. May Allah Ta'ala inspire us and give us the tawfiq to practice and make amal and to engage in the dhikr.